Welcome to Kentucky State Fair on the Air. Our coverage today brought to you by presenting sponsor Farm Credit Mid-America, also Raider Auction Company, Trigg County Farm Bureau, H&R AgriPower, and by Wildcat Chevrolet. We'll have a report from the Kentucky State Fair coming up in just a moment.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Pretty neat opportunity, though. We're great to be with you today. Brand new thing you guys are doing here at Kentucky State Fair. Kentucky State Fair on the Air. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we are hold no reservations. We had a great partner at the Kentucky Derby Festival who gave us some advice on how to build better relations and a wider reach through their event. They call it, I think, the Morning Line. And so seeing that, it inspired us in a way to think about how the Kentucky State Fair could bring all the counties together. So here we are, Alan, you and I hanging out this early morning.
Yeah, it's a quiet time of day right now, Ian, but the Kentucky State Fair, we saw some of the folks last night as we were leaving the dinner, and I said, well, it's almost here. She said, 24 hours from now, it'll be crazy, and it will be crazy.
It will be, and it you know, you could call it the earthquake before the tsunami, right? And for all of us, I think being able to kick off the fair and see it quiet is a rare, rare thing.
Yeah. Very quiet at 5 o'clock in the morning here, but it'll be totally different in about 5 or 6 hours or so.
That's right. And we'll open up with that commodity breakfast at the Great Kentucky Proud Cookout Tent. Our commodity groups have put that on for many, many, many years. And being able to celebrate those in agriculture, those that put food on our table, those that help develop and build our economy, it's a really, really sentimental, very, very traditional thing that we all, I think, have some heart in.
Oh, yeah. And it's neat to be out there. You can have things like goat bacon and all kinds of different things that you can try. There's country ham, there's ribeye, just a toe and fish, catfish for first thing in the morning.
That's exactly right. I think they have a little bit of sliver of ham too,
yes,
just to wet the palate before you go try to spend, what is it, $2 million on one the next Thursday?
$10 million.
Oh my goodness.
And we're not making a bid. I'm sitting on my hands here.
Keep your hands tight. Yes.
I gotta say that fish is, you wouldn't think you would want fish for breakfast, but it is so good.
You know, it might be like if you go overseas and they say put beans on the plate. It might be very close to that.
Maybe.
And I think we might be creating a Kentucky thing and we don't even know it.
That's right. You never have catfish
on the morning. Yep.
Well, let's talk about Kentucky State Fair this year. What do you got planned for Kentucky State Fair this year, Ian?
Well, I'll first say our theme this year, we heard from fairgoers. We know we've been around it ourselves. So many of us are past participants prior to being hired, Blue Ribbon winners, and we're just all in love with the fair. So celebrating all things Kentucky all in one place was the mission for this year's fair. You're going to see that in 1.2 million square feet of indoor space, 30 plus acres of outdoor program space, ranging from our midway where we have thrilling rides to our Blue Ribbon bragging rights inside East Hall. We have new things being judged for the very first time. If you could imagine, a pistachio cookie has never been entered the fair until this year, 121st year, and there is someone who is going to get the first Blue Ribbon in Kentucky State Fair history today.
A pistachio cookie. They should have made extra where we could all taste that.
You know, I think that should have been one of the perks on the job description. I did not see that on my list.
Me neither. I've never been on the tasting side of things. It probably shouldn't be, because if you tasted 100 entries, that'd be a lot of tasting in one day.
You know, I've seen them, and Tums is on the table.
Yeah, I would say so, but they wouldn't have to pay me to do that. You know, you got some of the best foods
out there.
Right?
You know,
that's a good point. When you look at the fair itself, it is this community volunteer event on a scale that's just unusual, practically unusual as a fair itself.
Right.
Being able to see thousands of people, tons of partners like the Kentucky Department of Ag coming in to help lift this thing off the ground and make it what it is. It means a great
deal. Absolutely. Great entertainment on the Texas Roadhouse stage this year too, Ian.
Yeah, lots of variety. So we try to program that for everyone. And we have 10 days of entertainment there running all the way through the last Saturday of the fair. And then on Sunday, we have a new event called Tribute in the Tents. It's a little bit of a Vegas-style event. So we will have Petty Thief, which is like a Tom Petty make band, Journey to the Heart, which is like... I don't need to describe all these. And others.
So when you singing already?
Think about rolling around just on your Sunday, being able to listen to all these cover bands. And these are ones we're flying in. These are not just your neighborly groups.
Right, yeah.
But we also, I mean, when you look at the main stage or opening acts and others, we have plenty of Kentucky acts that right. we're celebrating as well.
And speaking of Kentucky acts, Alex Miller is going to be here with us today. He's going to be on the stage on the Texas Roadhouse stage, too.
So being able to bring Alex Miller for opening day ceremonies is such a special thing. He is here as a spokesperson for the Kentucky Proud brand. Seeing him be an ambassador for that, again, speaks to his Kentucky roots. Being able to talk with him and actually hang out with him at several events, he's as warm as and kind as every Kentuckian expects.
And, you know, grew up right here in Kentucky. Great Kentucky success story. And it's neat to see him out there on the country music charts these days.
Yeah, I do not try to hold a whistle to him. So
exactly right. So Kentucky State Fair on the air. We're excited here. We're going to be here all morning long. Thank you guys for hosting us. Lexi did a fantastic job. Saw Edward Brown this morning. For early, he's not an early morning person. But you're doing good for early morning, by the way.
Everyone looks like they're holding it together right now. And, Alan, by the time we get to the end, we'll all be just wore out together.
So. I know. I looked over at the Commissioner of Agriculture. He's sitting in here getting ready for his interviews. He's got a cup of coffee. He's got an Alani energy drink, and he said he's planning to get more. So, yeah, he's running on some caffeine right now.
No question. There's an opportunity to probably put an IV bag in here and start pushing
exactly.
people.
Yeah, exactly. You'd get some money IV. From that one, yeah.
A liquid IV, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ian talks with us this morning from the Kentucky venues, and thank you, Ian, for hosting us. Love this. Can't wait to continue this for many years. It's going to be a fun time for us here. Reporting from the Kentucky State Fair, I'm Alan Watts.